The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Bava Basra Daf Tzadik Hey, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Dalet Omid Bey. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing a chiddush that was suggested by Rav Huna on Daf Tzadik Aleph Omid Aleph. The Mishnah had said, Hamoicha Peros L'Chaveiro, if somebody sells Peros to his friend, Hareza Mekabel Olav Roiva Tinoifes. It's understood between the buyer and the seller, even if it wasn't explicitly stipulated, that even though they agreed on a certain measurement of tefuah, there will be a little bit of psoilus included in their measurement. The reason is because when people take tefuah out of the ground, inevitably there are going to be some undesirables, whether it's kitnius, whether it's tsroiris, whether it's afar. There's an understanding that it's not going to be 100% pure peiros, but there will be some taruvus of psoilus that the buyer wasn't really interested in buying inside. As a result, hareza mekabel olav roiva tinoifes, said the Mishnah, the buyer has to take upon himself for every saw of tefuah that he buys, a roiva hakav of tinoifes. What exactly does tinoifes mean? So the Gemara said, it depends. If we're talking about kitnius, you'd have to take the full roiva. If we're talking about tsroiris or afar, the buyer would have to take upon himself a certain shear, but not the full roiva. It'd be a little bit less than a roiva. The Mishnah said the same would be true if somebody buys te'enim. Hareza mekabel olav esmut ulois lemea. For every 100 te'enim that a buyer buys, it's understood that 10 of them are going to be wormy. They're not going to be roi lachila. If somebody buys a cellar of wine, it's understood that 10 barrels may not be so good. If somebody buys kankanim and sharoin, again, the understanding is that 10 of these kankanim out of 100 that were purchased may not be good. Meaning there's an understanding that there's a certain amount of what this person bought that can be psoilus, and if he finds out that it's psoilus, he can't come back and say that he wants his money back. It's not a mekachtois. There's going to be no recourse. Stating that, let's say it's more than a kav of tinoikes for every saw. Let's say there were more than 10 te'enim mitulois for every 100. Avada, hareza mekachtois. Said Rav Huna, in the event that there was more than the shear, so amoicha peres l'chaveiroi, and there was more than a reva kav of tinoifes, with aloch is lekeach can come and he can demand recourse. At that point, aloch is that not only could he say that I want you to give me more chitin so that we'll adjust the tinoifes so that it will be within the shear of a reva. Hareze menape eskulai. At that point, once you're going back, you have a right to take everything back. And the Gemara said, amri lo dina, the amri lo knasa. The Arichos of the Gemara was discussing the Amri Loknasa, which was that Rav Huna was saying that it's not so much Me'ikir Adin that I believe that, but it's more that we're going to knas the Meicher. Why would you cancel the Meicher? Because the whole Yisoid of why we're okay giving the Meicher or forcing the Lekeach to take a Reva is because it's understood that there's always a little bit of kitnius, a little bit of tsroiris, a little bit of afar inside the tefuah that's being sold. So up to a Reva, that's normal, that's okay. You can't have any tainas on the moicher. There's no reason to assume there was any malice. And it's also understood that the lekeach was probably moichel. But once you have more than a roiva, now there's something fishy. Now we're already suspicious. It looks like this person went with kavon and he diluted his tefuah because he's going to make a much better return on investment. Tzreiros cost him nothing. You pull it out of the ground. Chitin, that involves tercha, that involves yegia. That's something that has a real expense. So now we already think that this person's playing games. Being that he's playing games, we're going to consent. What's the knas going to be? That not only do you have to adjust and give back the little bit of tefuah to make the tinoifes reflect the roiva that is okay, but hareza menapeh eskula. At that point, you're going to have to give everything back. And the Gemara said that even though Rav Huna said a very specific halacha with regards to this Mishnah, Perek HaMoicha Peiros, but really it has global ramifications. Because if you think about the fundamental principle of Rav Huna, what Rav Huna is really saying is that once we cancel a person for doing something wrong, we don't just cancel him and force him to adjust the thing he did wrong, but at that point, kansinan hetera ati yisura. Meaning, really, all we should cancel is the yoiser miraiva, because that's the chelik over here that's not good. Why are we going ahead and why are we saying that once we make you give back the what's more than a roiva, we're going to force you to give everything back. Mechateisa, up to a roiva, that's okay. That's a Mishnah. Every time you have up to a roiva in a sale, it's fine. The Teretz says, because once we cancel, we're going to kansa everything, which is what the Gemara calls kansinon hetera ati yisura. And if you're going to tell me that Rafuna holds kansinon hetera ati yisura, says the Gemara, then I have a bunch of tzushtals. I could shtel to this halacha to sugyas and mesachtas kalayim. I could shtel to this halacha to the famous mana shlishi, sugyas and shnayim oichsin and perek hamafkid. I could shtel to this sugya, as we're going to see right now, this first Gemara, to a sugya in Hilchas Ribbis, because although we're not learning a sugya that has anything to do with shnayim oichsin metalas, we're not learning a sugya that has anything to do with Ribbis, but there's a principle over here that really applies to other sugyas of Shas as well. And that is kansinon hetera ati yisura. What's the heter? Up to the reiva. What's the yisura? Yoisim yireiva. Once we cancel the yoisim yireiva, at that point we're going to cancel everything. But one thing is clear, it's self-evident, but just speak it out as akdoma. The Gemara said at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara is going to say in the beginning of this daf as well, that this is really not a classic case of a kansinon hetera ati yisura. Why not? Because number one, the minute we suspect that this person was playing games, and that's why there's Yosem Yireva, so then the up to a Reiva is not either Hetera. The whole Yisoid of why up to the Reiva is Hetera is because we assume it was an honest mistake. It's natural. It makes sense that there'd be a little bit of Psylus. So there's no reason for us to assume that he did something wrong. The moment there's more than a Reiva, now we suspect something happened. If something happened, then everything is really Yisura. It's not Hetera and Yisura. It's really all Yisura at that point. There's a flip side as well, the Gemara is going to say. And that is, we don't even know for sure that the Isser is Isser. Because maybe, really, it's all a Teira. And just like people make honest mistakes to up to a Reiva, maybe he pulled out of the ground Yosemi Reiva. So the Emes is, if you think about it, the Hetera is Lavdavka Hetera, and the Isura is Lavdavka Isura. But at first glance, the Gemara thinks this is a case of Hetera and Isura. And if Rafuna holds that we don't just cancel the Isura, we cancel the Hetera as well. So you say, Meres, Rafuna holds Kansinan Hetera at the Isura. And for that reason, the Gemara is telling it to different Sugi Zashas, where you find this idea of Kansinan Hetera at the Isura. So we're 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Dalet Amid Beis, the last Kashan Rafuna. If there's a star that has ribbis, so the star says Reuven loaned Shimon $100, and Shimon's going to give Reuven back $150. That we cancel the mouth. He has no right to collect. Not the $100 that he loaned the Levi's ribbis. He can't collect. The interest says, well, Rab Meir, Azoy Halt, Rab Meir. Now, what do you see from there? Not only in a shtar sheyesh bei ribbis can you not collect the ribbis, but you also can't collect the keren. Now, bishlamid, the ribbis you can't collect. That makes a lot of sense. Why the rabbanon would say, don't collect the ribbis. That's isura. You are every isura de reisa. But the keren, that was okay. That was a ter. You have a right to lend somebody $100 and demand $100 back. It's the ribbis you're not allowed to take. Elamai, remeir holds, kansinon, hetera, ati isura. So you see clearly, this you saw it, which is very consistent with Rav Huna says. It says the Gemara, can you bring a raya from the Taner Ameir to this chiddush of the Amoira Rav Huna that can see in a Teirat Yisura? But the Gemara says the chiluk that we just spoke at. Hachi hash lahasim over the Mishas Ksivot Avodah Yisuma. Over there, this Fesho Yisura. There's for sure Yisura. Being that this Vada Yisura, it was for sure Ribbis, so maybe here we say Kansin and Atei Rati Yisura. But Hach over here, Miyemid Aruve Yarev, maybe there's no Yisura. Maybe it was all by mistake. Maybe when he pulled the Tfuah out of the ground, he got more than a Raiva of Kittenis. Maybe he got more than a Raiva of Offer and Sword. Being that it's not a clearly defined Yisura, so it's not Muchach that Rameya would hold of Rafuna's Chiddush. Rafuna, Rameya Takis said Kansin and Atei Rati Yisura. Where there's a Vada Yisura, but in this case, there's no Vada Yisura. Tashma mi Seifa. Bring a Raiva from the Seifa. The Chachamim in that Mishnah, that sugya regarding the Shtash Yesh Beribis, argue with Rameir, and they hold Goyva Sakaren, the Eina Goyva Saribis. You could be Goyva the Karen, however, you cannot be Goyva the Ribis. What does it sound like at first glance the Chachamim hold? Loi Kansinan Hetera at the Isura. Because even though there was Ribis, so there's Isura, but Goyva Sakaren, you could get the Heter. But the Gemara says, Hachi Ashlin's not needed social throw for me. Don't ask a Kasha from the Chachamim on Rav Huna, because Hasam over there Vade counted Hetera. Maybe over there the Chachamim weren't Goizer Hetera Ati Yisura, because at least the Heter was Vade Heter. But Hocha over here, Miyemid Kuli Loi Ruvei Arev, maybe there's no Heter at all. Maybe it's really all Isser. These were the two svaras we spoke out. The bottom line is, this Hetera Ati Yisura is an unconventional Hetera Ati Yisura, because we're not positive that the Heter is Heter. Maybe he was Ma'arev everything. We're not positive the Yisura is Isser. Maybe he wasn't Ma'arim anything. In sharp contrast to a Shtar Sheyesh Beribis, where there's a clearly defined Heter, That's the money that was loaned. And there's a clearly defined iser. That's the interest that's being charged. So it's true, there's machloikas remaining the chachamim, conceding that teira ati yisura. But that is where there's a vaday heter and a vaday iser. Where there's no clearly defined heter, there's no clearly defined yisura, could be over there that halacha is going to be different. Tashma, the tani rav and barav nasin, lo yasam moiser, bovad hu machzer, ela machzer lo yas kol arvon kulon. So the context of this halacha is the Mishnah in the beginning of the next perek base core, the perhaps most infamous perek, Masechtas Bava Basra. It's infamous simply because of all the complicated pictures that you'll see in the Rashbam when you take a look over there. But either way, the halacha is if somebody sells a base core offer, a base core is a parcel of land that's made up of an area where you can grow 30 saw of chitin. The halacha is, it's understood that some of the land is going to be undesirable, or at the same time, it's understood that maybe when they measure, they're not going to measure 100%. So there's a certain amount of more or less land that comes along with the sale. So the halacha is that for every saw, a roiv of kav would be included or excluded. So let's say the buyer ended up getting 30 roiv hakavs more than he thought he was getting, so the buyer is going to be very happy, the seller would have no recourse. The reason is because a base core is made up of 30 saw. For each saw, it's the lekeach is entitled to an extra roiva akav if that's what he ended up getting. There's an implied mechila, so that's something that he would be able to get. What if it was more than a roiva akav for each saw? At that point, you have to give it back. Said Ravin by Rav Nosson that in the event that the buyer got more than a roiva hakav for each saw in this base core that he got, and now the halach is you have to return. So what do you return? You don't just give back the moiser. You have to give it all back. Alma, what do you see from here? That when you have to return, you have to return everything. So this is the chamafurish right, Ravuna. What did Ravuna say? That if the buyer ends up getting more than a roiva of tenoifes, so you don't just give back the difference to bring it under the roiva, you have to give everything back. But the Gemara says, "Hachi hashto hasam over there, hein chasev hein yaser amale mir v'yalei chashev yesem revia chashev." There, it's a little bit different. The reason it's different is because in the case of the base core, the only time the halacha is that the buyer may be entitled to more than the base core, a reiv hakav for each saw that he got, it's only if there was language that was specifically expressed at the time of the sale. So if the seller and the buyer agreed, I'm buying a base core, pachas yoiser, give or take. Hein chaser, hein yoser. That's the Aramaic way of saying give or take. So if that was stated, over there the halach is, oh, give or take. So they said beforeish that it's not going to be exact. Meaning, really it has to be exact. It's only because there was language that suggested that it doesn't have to be exact, that the halacha is that it doesn't have to be exact. But being that without that language, the halacha would be, it has to be exact, it's for that reason the halacha is that you see that the meichel is really not so into being meichel. So that when it's more than the shear, at that pace, you'd have to give everything back. But in a case where you don't need extra language for the halacha to be that you're entitled to more, so you see that the buyer and seller are more nachis to a mechila. If they're more nachis to a mechila, in that case, it could be the halacha would be that when you have to return, you don't have to return as much. Thus, you have no raya from base core to Rav Huna's halacha. Either way, the next three lines, some are not geiris, so we're going to skip to the Toshma. Another attempt to prove or disprove Shitas Rav Huna. Toshma, ha'oina. So what's the basic rule of thumb when it comes to oina? Pachas mishtos, if it's less than a shtos, nikne mekach. We imply there's a mechila. Yoise mishtos, batol mekach. There's a mekach tos. Shtos, what if it's a shtos? So really, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. But the halacha is what the Gemara says here. Kana, the kinyan is in effect. Umachzer oina. The halacha is, the oina has to be returned. So if somebody overpaid by an exact sixth, the halacha is, the mekach is kayin. The buyer doesn't have a right to say mekach tois, more than a six, mekach tois. But if it's a six, exactly, there's no mekach tois. Stating that, the mekach has an obligation to give back the oinah. Frank Dimar, why does he have to give back the oinah? Lahadra pachas mishtos. Why don't you just give back a little bit? Adjust the oinah to be less than a shtos. Once that it's less than a shtos, there's no problem, because pachas mishtos nikne mekach. So why do you have to give the whole thing back? Shma mina, says the Gemara, kol heichi debayi lahadure, kula mahadre, that whenever the halach is that you have to return, you don't just return enough to adjust the number to a point where you wouldn't initially have had to return. But once you return, kula mahadir, you have to give everything back, which would be very consistent, again, with what Rav Huna said. Rav Huna said that if the seller gave the buyer more than a roiva hakav, at that point, the halach is machzer as kula. But the Gemara says, hachi hashta, no lamdan would let a kasha like this fly. It's not a tzushta. Hasam over there, mekara shava, b'shava amale. In the case of Aina, when there's a buyer and a seller, the buyer thinks that if he's paying $100 for this item is worth $100. Miu, bachas mishtus la'idiyam. If he was fooled less than a shtus, he doesn't realize that he was fooled. U'macho enish. And it's for that reason, he's meichel. Shtus, and this is the punchline, if the Aina was a shtus, Yediya v'loy machal enish. At that point, we assume that he wasn't Michael. If he wasn't Michael, he wasn't Michael anything. Meaning, the way Aina works, pachas mishtos, it works with mechila. So up to a shtos, we assume you were Michael. Once it's a shtos, we assume you weren't Michael. If I wasn't Michael, I wasn't Michael. So you have to give me everything. The only reason you can ever keep my money if you rip me off less than a shtos is because I was Michael. I was only Michael if it was less than a shtos. If it's a shtos, I wasn't Michael. So what are you going to tell me? You ripped me off $100. Had you ripped me off $90, it would have been within the shtos. Oh, because it was $100, now it's a shtos. I got it. But it doesn't mean you can give me back $10. You can only give me $10 if you would say that I was Michael 90 out of the 100. It's only the $10 that I wasn't Michael. Okay, so give me back the $10, keep the 90. The point is, once you ripped me off $100, I was not Michael anything. If I was not Michael anything, you have to give me back the whole $100. As opposed to Rav Huna's case, where you don't have this far. Yes, and ishtos mekachtoyesu batol mekachtoshma. Last raya, mekabel sodom mechaver lita. If somebody is mekabel a field from his fan, and his obligation was lita, he's going to plant the field. I raise mekabel all of eser burios lemeir. It's understood that not all the trees that he plants are going to knack. So for every 100, if 10 of these trees end up not producing fruit, there's no recourse. You can't come over to your mekabel, to your oris, and say that we had a deal. There was an arrangement. No, up to 10%, it's understood that maybe it's not going to work. Yoisa mikan, what if he messes up more than 10, 11 trees? Megalgam olav zakhel. At that point, you have to give him everything. What's the kasha? Or what's the raya? It's a raya to Rav Huna. This is exactly what Rav Huna said. Because otherwise, why can't the Mekabel just tell him, listen, up to 10, you were going to be Michael anyways. It was understood up to 10. I did 11. So here's one. I'll pay you for that one. But the other 10, we should forgive. I'm Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua. It's not a right Rav Huna either. Kol yeser mikan, kabal lita metchila dami. The way we look at a field that has 11 trees out of 100 that didn't grow, we look at that as a field for itself. It's as if there's a field within the field. So it's true. In a field, if 10% of the trees didn't grow properly, there's no taina on the mekabel. How come those trees didn't grow properly? But when there are 11 trees, as opposed to 10, if there are 11 trees, we don't say 11 random trees in a field. The 11 trees are considered a sada b'fnei atzman. To the extent that they're considered a sada b'fnei atzman, at that point, we don't look at it as if the mekabel just didn't knack some trees. We look at it as if he was given a job to go plant this field and he didn't touch the field. Oh, you didn't touch the field, then fashteitzach, you can't tell me that I'm going to now go plant one tree in this field, where there's 11 trees, because now you planted one out of 11. That's not good. If you plant 10 out of the 11, that would be okay, because the one that he wouldn't plant would reflect the 10%, which he doesn't have to plant. But it's 10% of a field. The problem is when he leaves at 11, for some reason, 11 is the magic number. Ayin b'rashba. That's the magic number. If you leave at 11, then 11 is looked at as a sadeh b'fnei atzmai. If it's looked at as a sadeh b'fnei atzmai, at that point, there's no recourse either way. Ad kan, this first part of the sugya. So before we go weiter, just wanted to go back for a moment to the sugya of Hilchot Mamon Acharoiv, or Ein Hilchot Mamon Acharoiv. The first sugya over here in the parak, and just speak out one more piece of raid, and then we'll finish the daf. And that is, so the first sugya here in the perek was Machlokes Rav and Shmuel HaMoicha Shor LeChaver. If somebody sells a shor to his friend, the nimtza nakhon, and the shor was found to be a nakhon. Because it's a nakhon, this shor is going to have to be killed. He's a detriment to society to keep him alive. Not necessarily because he's a shor amud, but the point is, well, what am I going to do with a shor that's a nakhon? The buyer now comes and he says, I bought this shor to keep alive. I wanted him to be chayrish in my field. I had a lot of jobs for this shor to do. Now I have to kill it, and I'm only going to be able to eat it. Had I known that, I would have never bought it. he's tiny mekach toys. Says the Gemara, the Metzias is that most buyers, when they buy shvarim, they taka buy it l'radya. They buy it with the intent that that's exactly what they're going to do. And it's for that reason, Rav says, the lekeach's taina is a good taina, because it's supported with the raif. Because right people talk about it for that intent. So it was understood at the time that Lekeach bought the shor that he bought a l'radya, being that he can't use a l'radya, hareza mekachtoi. Shmuel holds, it's true that the roiv is supporting the time of the Lekeach, but ein holchim v'vaman acharek. Had he spoken it out meforish, then avadah, that would have been a condition of the sale. But he never spoke it out. You want it to be self-understood because of the roiv. Ein holchim v'vaman acharek. It's true there's a concept of roiv, but not when it comes to the imamis. And being that ein holchim v'vaman acharek, when it comes to the Imamidus, it's for that reason the halacha is, in this case, you're not going to be able to go Basar. Rav Kiveger in Gilyan Ashas, in this sugya, on the Avtzad Gimel Amid Aleph, and Rav Kiveger in Chuvis, Madur Tinyana, Simin Kuf Gimel, brings what at first glance seems to be a gevaldig chiddush from the Chumash Hadeshin. Chumash Hadeshin said that even though Shmuel said, Ein Hakam Maman Acharoiv, and for Shteitzach, we all know that whenever there's a machlik is Rav and Shmuel, it's a bit Suri we paskin like Rav. Bin Mamayni, we paskin like Shmuel. And here we're dealing with Mamayni. Holchim bin Mamman, Acher Harayv. So this is Mamayni. So Avada, the halach is like Shmuel, the Ein Holchim Mamman Acher Harayv. But said the Chumash Hadeshin, and that's only if the Rayv was Aruba de Lese Kaman. But Aruba de Issa Kaman, over there, even Shmuel's going to be Maida. And Fashteitzach, then that's going to be the halach that Holchim bin Mamman Acher Harayv. The Machloik is Rav and Shmuel, it was only by Aruba de Lese Kaman. But by Aruba de Issa, come on, said the Shumas Hadeshen, the halacha is going to be Holchim Maman Acharev. So what's the difference between Aruba de Lesa, come on, Aruba de Issa, come on, just to refresh. Aruba de Lesa, come on, is, for example, this machloik is right here. Aruba l'radya zafni. You have a person, he bought a shor. At the time that he bought the shor, he didn't clarify what his intention was to do with the shor. Did he buy the shor to use it to be chayresh? Or did he buy the shor to have dinner for the next few months? Most people, when they buy Shvarim, they buy a L'radya. As a result, you could assume that this person is from the Rav, and the Halacha, therefore, should be, we should be Hoylech Basa Rav. Now, this Rav, the Rav people that buy Shvarim L'radya, are they in front of you right now? Are they all standing here in this room? No. It's the 7 billion people on planet Earth. So the Rav is Lesser Kaman. The Miat of people that buy a Shar just to eat, to shecht it, they're also lesser kamon. That's a ruba de lesser kamon. The roiv is not here. The miut is not here. The roiv and the miut are not here. Ruba de lese kamon. It's in that case that Rav and Shmuel argue their halacha whether hoch maman acharoiv or ein hoch maman acharoiv. Ruba de issa kamon would be where the roiv and the miut are in front of us right now. You have three pieces of meat that are right here. Two of them are kosher. One of them is not kosher. There's a roiv, two kosher pieces of meat. There's a miut, one non-kosher piece of meat. The roiv is issa kamon and the miut is lesa kamon. Or the classic case of roiv, achir rabim lahatis. You have a bezdin shel chav gimel. You have 23 dayanim. 13 people say that Reuven's chayv misa. 10 say he's not chayv misa. You're going to kill him. You go Basar Rav. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Parshas Mishpatim. Achir Rabba Mahatis. The 13 people that are saying Chayiv are standing right here. The 10 people that are saying Zakeh are standing right here. It's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. By a Ruba de Issa Kamon, that's it says Chumash Hadeshen. When did Rav and Shmuel argue Ruba de Radya Zavni, Ruba de Lesa? Ruba de Issa Kamon said Rav Kiveger. And even though Muscharishin, it sounds like, wow, a Gevaldig Chiddush. But if you think about it for a moment, or if Rav Kiveger thinks about it for a moment, Sigarnish Nazagris. Kiveger says, why? Because Emes is Tosi asked the Kasha, but the Kamuch of Zayin Amid Beis, Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Amid Beis, that what's Pashup Shana Shmuel? Shmuel has Ein Hocham Mamon Achar Roiv. You always go Basar Roiv. Even by Din Ein Nefashis, you go Basar Roiv. So what's Pashup Shana Shmuel? So a few days ago, we spoke out the Chiddush of Tosi Sanhedrin Daf Gimel Amid Beis, where Tosi says that the Rubel Uradia Zavni is not a regular Roiv. It's like Choshev, Davni Melum and Mem Hei Beis, based on Ritvan Ramban and Masachtes Kedushin, Daf Nun Amid Beis, it's a Roiv Atoli Beratzin, it's a Roiv Atoli Beminik, that's not such a good Roiv. Meaning, Shmuel maybe really holds Holcha B'Maman Achar Roiv, there's something unique about this Roiv, but that's a very big Kiddush, tucked away in Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel Amid Beis. That's not the Pashup Shad. The Pashup Shad and why Shmuel holds Ein Holcha B'Maman Achar Roiv, says Tosfos in Perek HaMiniach of Zayin Amid Beis, is because, although it's true, that every time there's a Roiv, there's a roiv, but keneged the roiv, there's also a miut. When you're dealing with dine mamonis, and you're trying to be moitzi mamon, the person that you're trying to be moitzi mamon from has a cheskes mamon. He's a muchzik. Ha-moitzi mechaveri olav arai. So if you want to now be moitzi mamon al yidei roiv, what we're going to say is smoich miuto lichazok. Take the miut, which you always have keneged the roiv, be mitstar of it, to the muchzik, the cheskes mamon, smoich miyuta lechazaka, the halach is going to be that the miyut and the cheskes mamon together are going to be other from the roiv. So the yisoid of why ein halcha b'mamon achar roiv is because keneged the roiv there's a miyut, there's also a cheskes mamon, smoich miyuta lechazaka, that trumps the roiv, thus the halach is going to be ein halcha b'mamon achar roiv. So that's, it's true. Always you go basar roiv, because always you don't have smoich miyuta lechazaka. Over here where you have smoich miyuta lechazaka, over here the halach is going to be that you can't go basar roiv, thus shvul's halacha of ein halcha b'mamon achar roiv. Zok Rav Kiva Eiger, it's mavur in a Rashi Masechtas Gedushin, da pem et aleph, that when do you say smoich miyuta lechazaka, that's only by Aruba the lesser kamon. By Aruba the lesser kamon, we give chashivas to the miyut. And being that we give chashivas to the miyut, you can take the miyut, you can combine it together with the cheskes mamon, and that will be other from the roof. But anytime there's a ruba de isa kamon, it's mavur, you don't say smoich miyuta lechazaka. The miyut is command the lesser domi. Although in svar you could see it faker. But azoy is mavur, in rashi, kedushin, dapeyam, and aleph. So if you don't have a smoich miyuta lechazaka, buy a ruba de isa kamon, says pasha to trumas adash, and says repeat. Because really, there's no reason not to go basaroy by dini mamonis. Nice viskasha. Why should dine mamonis be worse than dine nefashis? You always go bas deroiv. Dine mamonis should be erger. The teretz is, it's because keneged deroiv by a dine mamonis, you have a miyut, and you also have a cheskes mamon. And smoich miyuta lechazaka. Okay. When do you say smoich miyuta lechazaka? That's only by Ruba the lesser kamon, where you could see the miyut, to be mitzarefit with the cheskes mamon, to say that that will be other from the roiv. But by a Ruba the isa kamon, you don't see the miyut. And being that you don't see the miyut is commanda leisei domi. If the miyut is commanda leisei domi, it's for that reason that Allah is going to be, it's for that reason that the Allah is going to be that holcha b'mamon acharoi. Then it says, Rav Kivega says, that if you take a look in the Rashbam, on the Aftzad, the Gimel Amad Aleph, the Rashbam is kamat mefurish. The Rashbam in Dibra Maskel, the Hu Gufei Muchzik, the Kimen Hu Oimei Bitzidei Azlinen Basa Umdeno, Abo Basa Ruba, the Lesser, come on, Loi Azlinon. Rashbam was saying it to be Mefarish, one of the Gemaras in the Cheshvan and Aftzad, the Gimel Amanal, but the Rashbam says Mefarish, Ruba the Lesser, come on. Why do you add in those words, Ruba the Lesser, come on? It's a Trumas Hadeshen. Because the whole reason why El Chamam and Acharoyv is Kosmoich Mutal Chazaka, you have to have a Chashivas for the Mir, you only have a Chashivas for the Mir by Ruba the Lesser, come on, but Ruba the Lesser, come on. In that case, you're not going to have a Chashivas for the Mir. Stating that, Rabbi Kivega says, if you look in the beginning of the Sugyo, it was Mashma Punk Fakert. Because when the Gemara said the Chilik, Shmuel said, Kiyazlina Basar Ruba be Isura. But b'mamoina loy, says the Rashbam, what does it mean b'yisura? K'goin teshach hanuyos meichres basar shchuta. There were 9 stores that sold basar shchuta. V'achas meichres basar nevela. And 1 store sold basar nevela. D'amrina, what do we say? Nimtza, if you find a piece of meat in that little cul-de-sac, holach acharoyv. You go basar the roiv. You hear this, Rashbam? The Rashbam is saying, explaining Shmuel, who holds enoch ha-mamon acharoyv. When do you go basar roiv? By Isura. When do you not go Basaroyv? The Mamayna. Says Rashbam, I'll give you an example of when you go Basaroyv. There were 10 stores. 9 sold Basar Shchuta, 1 sold Basar Nevela. You found a piece of meat. Did it come from the 9? Did it come from the what? You go Basaroyv. Because it's Isura. It's a Shaila, it's a kosher meat or not kosher meat. That's a Sugyan and Yerideya. Not a kosher Mishpah. Zokrab Kiveger. If the only time you say Ein Hachal Mamon Acharoyv is by Aruba the Lesser Kamon, but by Aruba the Issa Kamon, you go Basaroyv, if you would have the same exact case, Teisha Chanuyos, where in the equivalent thereof of Mamayna, you would also go Basar Roiv. Because Teisha Chanuyos is not a Ruba de Lesa Kamon, it's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. What's the Roiv? The 9 stores, they're right in front of you. What's the Mia? The 1 store, it's right in front of you. It's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. Ruba de Issa Kamon, you go Basar Roiv even by Mamon. So Frank of Kiveg, you know what Rashbam should have said? Rashbam should have came up with a case of Isura that's a Ruba de Lesa Kamon. And by the case of Isura of Ruba de Lesa Kamon, that's where he should have spoken out this chilik between Isura and Mamayna. Because a case of Ruba de Issa Kamon, even by Mamayna, you're going to end up going Basar Roiv. So Kiveg says, the Chumas Hadesh and Lanias Daita is Poshin in light of Tois Bergam, and this is real first Seder in Yeshiv. And his eyes mavur in the Rashbam and outside Gimel and out. Oh, but fake from Kivay and Gilian Ashasi blight Sarachin. He asked the Kashan, the Chuvah says, well, and that is that how does it stem with this Rashbam and Tzadik Beis and Beis, who made a very edel tushtal? Rashbam wasn't getting excited. So you want an example of Roiv? Teisha Chanuyos. Frank Rav Kivega, Teisha Chanuyos, that's the wrong example. Because if you had an equivalent of Teisha Chanuyos by Mamayna, you would also go Basar Roiv. Based on this idea that it's a Ruba de Issa Kamon. The emes is that in yeshiva, I saw this in the Teresh Shmuel, they say that this is Poshe Pshat. That is this Shumas Hadeshen, and this Reb Kivega, and this Rashbam, and there's a lot more raid to talk about on this idea. But it's really Mavur Mineu Bein Tosis. Because when we spoke out Tosis 2 days ago, Tosis asks the Kasha, Shmuel holds Ein Halchin Umam and Acha Aroiv. Why don't you say Kal V'chomer from Dinei Nefashos? If by Dinei Nefashos, you go, this is very geshmak, it's G'day Halka. If by Dinei Nefashos, you go Basarayv, so Kal V'chomer, you go Basarayv by Dinei Nefashos. Frick, the Welt. Why Tosis ask Kal V'chomer? Why don't Tosis say more Pashit? Achri Rabin Lahatis. You always go Basarayv by Dinei Mamas. First Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin. I'm going to start in Netz Shem in a few months. Dinei Maminus Bishloisha. That's how the Masechta starts. So, in order to pass in Dinei Maminus, does Reuven owe Shem the money? Does he not owe Shem the money? So you go to a Bezdin, three Dayanim. Why three? Because you need a majority. Whatever two of the three say, that's what we're going to pass. And if two say Reuven owes money, Reuven owes money. If two say Reuven doesn't owe, he doesn't owe money. Why? Because Achi Rabbi Mahatis. It's Dinei Maminus. How did Shmuel learn the first Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin? The Teretz is Hokhav Maman Acharoi. So, Frek, the Welt, if Tosis had a kasha from why is it that Ein Halcha Maman Acharoiv Maishna from Kala Terukula, why did he have to say Kal V'chomer from the Nefashis? I mean, it's Geshmak to Kal V'chomer, but why didn't he ask a more Pashat kasha? Why did Tosis start and say that Ein Halcha Maman Acharoiv? Of course, by Dinei Maminus B'Shloisha, you see you go Basarayv. Zok the Welt, the Chilik is Pashat. Because it's true by Achir Rabbi Mahatis, you go Basarayv. But what kind of Roiv is Achir Rabbi Mahatis? Das ist auch Rube die Isse Kaman. Rube die Isse Kaman, aber die Ego Basseroi. Even if you are MSG Ego Basseroi by Rube die Isse Kaman. Shmuel was mechadish that by Rube the Lesser Kaman, you don't go Basseroi. Rube the Lesser Kaman, I can't bring a rive in Macherab Mahatis. Zog Toysfis, but I know that by a Rube the Lesser Kaman, you go Basseroi, even by Dine Nefashis. So by Dine Nefashis, you go Basseroi, Rube the Lesser Kaman, then Kavachomer by Dine Mamnis, you should go Basseroi by Rube the Lesser Kaman. Zog Toysfis, there's a chilek. Dine Mamnis, Smech Mutal, the Chazaka, which you have by a Rube the Lesser Kaman, by Dinei Nefashis, you don't have the Smech Mitul, there's no Cheskes Mamin, so you don't have the Smech Mitul Chazok, over there it's going to be different. But Tosis couldn't ask from Achir Rabbi Mahatis, Minei Ubei, that you see go but your boss arrive, because Minei Ubei by Achir Rabbi Mahatis, over there it's a Ruba de Issa Kamani, you can't bring a Raya from Ruba de Issa Kaman. The Emes is, if you look in Tosis and Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel on the days, it's Mefurish and Tosis. Just read Tosis inside. Dinei Mamin is like Koshki, Tema, the Beresha Meche Peiris Kamash Shmuel, the Ein Hochab Mamin Acharoi, Vanai Loi Nelef, Kal v'chomer mit dinei nefashis. The ein loymer says Tosfos. The dinei nefashis gufayu loyozlin on baseruba. Beruba the lesser kamon. Ela beruba the isa kamon. Dabereish perak mitzayru meir mashma. The bechol dinon duchta zlin on baseruba. But dinei nefashis kugain roiv nashin l'tes yaldon. Beruba the inchi the toy beburah the archa. And that's a ruba the lesser kamon. It's before Shem Tosfos Sanhedrin. It's before Shem Tosfos Sanhedrin that the reason Tosfos asked from dinei nefashis is because Tosfos wanted to bring a raya that you go Basarayv even by Ruba the Lesser Kaman. I've had Achir Rabbi Mahatis, but that's a Ruba the Issa Kaman. Ruba the Issa Kaman is different. Again, why is Ruba the Issa Kaman different? Because by Ruba the Issa Kaman, when the Rav and the Mir are in front of you, we're not Machshiv the Mir at all. When are you Machshiv the Mir? You only Machshiv the Mir when it's not here. Then you Machshiv it, thus, Smech Mutal L'Chazaka, and you can't go Basarayv. But when the Mir is in front of you and the Rav is in front of you, that Mir is Kaman Dalei Sadami. As a result, you can't say Smech Mutal L'Chazaka. Just going to point out one thing. This is a little bit of a chiddush. It's a little bit of a chiddush. Although, Reb Kideger, the Chumas Hadeshen, he has a raya from Rashi, Kiddush and Apeim and Aleph. I wish we had time to speak this out. I really do, but we don't. But there's a raya from a Gemara early in Bava Basra, Daf Chav Dalet Amid Aleph. There's a lot of geshmaka mekoyris to this. But one great sakasha. You know what? We're going to go right there. It's just another half hour of raya here. Just can't do it. Zok the Gemara right there. My mom is stopping, like, middle of the, yeah, good. Zok de Gemara, Martiv Shel Yayin. Martiv Shel Yayin. So the Mishnah said, if somebody sells a cellar of wine, it's understood that some of the barrels may be sour. So Mekabel Olav Esa Koisisois Lameya, says the Gemara. Hey Chidam, what was the language that was used between the buyer and the seller when this seller of wine was sold? Idam, the Martiv Shel Yayin Stam. If the seller told the buyer, I'm selling you a martiv shel yayin. Stop, he didn't say anything more than that. I'm selling you a martiv shel yayin. Kash, I'm going to have a kash, says the Gemara. Idam the martiv ze shel yayin. And if the seller said, I'm selling you this martiv shel yayin, this seller, kash, I'm also going to have a kash. What are these kashes? Idam the martiv ze kash. If he said martiv ze, the kash is as follows. Tiny ruin to the braiso. Martiv shel yayin ani moicher loch. This Gemara is not hard, but at the same time, if you don't hold cheshbin, it's going to go right over your head. So Martiv Shalyayin Adi Meichel Lach. If somebody says that I'm selling you a Martiv Shalyayin, Stam. He didn't say Zeh. Martiv Shalyayin Adi Meichel Lach. Noisin Lo Yayin Shekula Yafa. He has to give wine that's all good. Meaning the wine has to be 100% good. If there's any issue with the wine, it's a mekach tois. Martiv zeh shel yayin ani meicher lach. If the meicher says, I'll sell you this cellar of wine, noisen lo yayin animki b'chanos. Then even if the wine is bad, apparently the wine that they used to sell in the stores was bad wine. The sellers would sell it as it was going bad. Right? You want to get rid of the stuff that has a near-term expiration date. That's the stuff they see. Even the wine that they sell in the stores, that's like a way of saying really, really bad wine. So even the yayin animki b'chanos, even that's okay. Why? Because he said this. Martiv. So whatever this Martiv is, that's what I'm giving you. Martiv zeh ani meichel lach. What if the seller said, I'm selling you this cellar? He didn't even say the word wine. Then the halacha is, afilu kulei chaimetz. Even if it's all vinegar, he giyoy. The halacha is that the buyer has no choice but to take it. So again, there's three levels in this price. If a person says, Martiv shal yayin ani meichel lach, it doesn't say Martiv zeh. I'm selling you a Martiv shal yayin, then it's understood you're selling good wine. If he says, Martiv shal yayin zeh ani meichel lach, whatever it is, as long as it's wine, you got to take it. If he says, Martiv, I'll sell you the cellar, he didn't even say the word wine. Then even if it's vinegar, the buyer has to take it. What's the kasha? Let's just do what our Mishnah. Because what our Mishnah say? The halacha is, if you sell a seller, 10% can be bad. That's not the halacha. If he said martiv stam, it all has to be good. If he said martiv zeh, then it could all be bad. It doesn't really matter what it is. And if he didn't say yayin, then it could even be vinegar. It's a different rule than the rule of the Mishnah. So how does the Mishnah, Shtim with the Brice, says the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about where he said Martiv Stam. The Brice has said when you say Martiv Stam, it has to be all good. The Tani, Bereshit, the Brice. You have to edit the Brice a little bit. Not 100% good. I mean, it has to be all good. Stating that. 10%, that already we're going to look away from. The faith of Gemara, Ubistami, Makabal, is that true? But Tony, Reb Chia said, if somebody sells a Chavis Yayin to his friend, it has to be all good. So you see, it has to be all good, not just 90% good. Shani Chavis, the Kulachat Chamer. No, there he sold a Chavis. He sold a bottle of wine. Yeah, if you sell a bottle of wine and it's 90% good, that's a mekach tois. But if you sell a cellar of wine and 90% of the bottles in the cellar are good, that's already different. But Freit the Gemara, I'll ask you another kasha. But Tony Rav Zvid, Pidvei Rav Yishiyah, Rav Zvid said over the following brayso, so Martiv shel yayin ani meichel lach. If somebody says, I'll sell you a Martiv shel yayin, noisin lo yayin shekula yof, it has to be all good. Martiv zeh shel yayin ani meichel lach. He added the word zeh. So what did the previous brayso say when you say zeh? As long as it's wine. It could be horrible wine. The wine they sell in the stores, it's going bad. It's going to expire in 5 minutes. It doesn't matter. Zeh, as long as it's wine, you have to take it. This price says something else. The wine has to be good. However, but we will look away from the 10%. And Rav Zvid said, this was the Martiv Shel Yayin that the Mishnah was talking about, where the buyer would have to look away from 10% because it's understood that 10% of the bottles may be bad. It was talking about where he said zeh. What's the kasha? We just said that when you say zeh, what's the halacha? The halacha is you can take anything. When is it true that it has to be good minus the 10%? Stam. And even though the brisa didn't say that, what did the brisa say? That when you say stam, it has to be kula yafa. Tani, we edited the brisa and said that no, 10% you could look away from. This brisa says just the opposite. This brisa says when you say stam, then it has to be yayin shekula yafa. When is the halacha that mekabel of esek koyslis lameya? When you said zeh. So it's the Gemara, okay, elamasi zanami da amalei zeh. So let the Mishnah talk about where he said zeh. Meaning, the previous price didn't say zehu oitza shashanu chachamim. We were just trying to figure out what the Mishnah was talking about. Was it talking about stam? Was it talking about zeh? We thought it was more convenient to say that Mishnah is talking about stam, but in light of this new brisa, it's more convenient. It's a mefurash brisa. The brisa says that when you say zeh, the halacha is kula yafa minus the 10 barrels. But the Gemara says kasha zeh zeh. Okay, so good. The Mishnah is talking about zeh. But at the end of the day, you have a stira between the two brises. Because the first brisa said when you say zeh, as long as it's wine, you have to take it. Second brisa says that when you say zeh, it has to be all good minus the 10%. Zok the Gemara like kasha. Hada amalei lemikvah. Hada loy amalei lemikvah. One Bryce is talking about where he said, I'll sell you zeh, but the wine that I'm selling you is going to be used for cooking. The other Bryce is talking about where he said, I'll sell zeh, but he didn't use the word cooking. Why would cooking be different? Because when people buy wine to cook, they don't use it that fast. Rashbam says they use it ma'at ma'at. You pour a little bit of wine, you use it for your dressings, whatever you're using it for. You're pickling, but it's gonna be used ma'at ma'at, as opposed to when you buy wine to drink. So in one sitting, you knock it out. So the understanding when you say lemikvah is that it's going to be used over an extended period of time. It's going to be used over an extended period of time, then it has to be good wine. Said the Rav Zvi, that was the second braisa, where even when you say zeh, the halachas has to be good, minus the 10 bottles, the amalei lemikvah, being that he said lemikvah, over there it has to be good. This is not mikvah, mikvah. Braisa, for those listening in the car, braisa, the amalei lemikvah, the braisa is the way where you didn't say lemikvah. Oh, if you didn't say lemikvah, there the halacha is, no matter what it is, as long as it's wine, it's going to be okay. Zok the Gemara Hilchos. So let's summarize what we have over here. Martiv shel yayin for amalei lemikvah. If a person said martiv shel yayin stam and he said lemikvah, no, it's not good. That's pasha. That has to be all good. Martiv zeh shel yayin. If he said martiv zeh shel yayin and he added the word lemikvah, no, it's not yayin shekula yof. Then it has to be all good. Umekabel all of asa kaisa. So it's lemeh. How did we know this? Because we just said the second brisa was talking about. Rav Zvid brisa was talking about when he said lemikvah. So the ratio of Rav Zvid's brisa was yofa. Yayin stam, it has to be kula yafa. Yayin ze, noisling aich kula yafa, makabal of esakosis. So it was talking about where he said lemikfa. So it's for that reason, you see clearly what the halacha is going to be. Martiv ze shal yayin veloy, omale lemikfa. What if it was martiv ze and he didn't say lemikfa? So that was the second part of the previous braisa. Noisla yayin nimti bechanos. Then he has to take whatever he wants to give him. Iba yalahu, but the Gemara says what's not clear is martiv shal yayin veloy omale lemikfa. What if he said yayin stam, but he didn't say lemikfa? Meaning there's four permutations. Yayin stam, he said lemikfa. Yayin zen, he said lemikfa. Yayin stam, he didn't say lemikfa. Yayin ze, and he didn't say lemikfa. Says the Gemara, Yayin Stam, and he said lemikfa. That's a mafurisha brisa. That's the second brisa. It's talking about where he said lemikfa. What's the halacha? Kula yafa. Yayin Zeh, and he said lemikfa. That's also the second brisa. What's the halacha? Kula yafa minus 10 bottles. Yayin Stam, and he didn't say lemikfa. That's the safe of the first brisa. What's the halacha? The halacha is he has to take it as is. Yayin Stam, and he didn't say lemikfa. That the Gemara doesn't know what the halacha is. Now at first glance you say, that's mamish, the first brisa. That's going to be one of the two opinions of the Gemara. The reason the Gemara is a little bit unsure is because the second brisa was talking about lemikvah. And what did the second brisa say? Yayin stam, when he said lemikvah, yayin shekula yafa. It's a little bit mashma, only yayin stam when he said lemikvah does it have to be yayin shekula yafa. But if it would be yayin stam and he didn't say lemikvah, maybe it doesn't have to be kula yafa. So there's really two ways to look at it. The first glance is what you said. But there's two ways to look at it. That's the Gemara. Iba yilu, martiv shiayin v'lo yamalei lemikfa mai. Pligi bar abach v'rabinu. Chadama wants a mekabel. That he has to take upon himself the 10%. V'chadama aloi mekabel. Manda ama mekabel. The one that says he has to take upon the naik midirav zvit. Diktani martiv shiayin ani moichaloi noisun la yayin shikula yafa. Because the second brisa said yayin stam noisun yayin shikula yafa. And we made an akimt in the second braise, it's talking about lemikvah. Time of damalei lemikvah. It's mashma, it's only true because he said lemikvah. Halo yamalei lemikvah, but had he not said lemikvah, mekabel, then the halacha would have been that he has to be mekabel. So you see, it's only yayin stam lemikvah, like the second braise with halacha is yayin shekula yafa. Otherwise, no, you have to take the 10%. Uman damalei mekabel, the man that says no, yayin stam, no lemikvah. 100%, daik mi brisa. He was daik from the first brisa. Because what did the first brisa say? Diktani martiv shiayin ani moichaloch. You know, it's not yayin shekula yafa. Vaikim, no, the yamalei lemikvah. We said that the first brisa, that was what you said, Tzvi, is talking about. We didn't say lemikvah. And what do you see from there? You see that the first brisa, we didn't say lemikvah. The halacha is yayin stam. He has to give it kula yafa. So that's two ways to look at it. Pligi bar Rav Achav Ravina. Freit the Gemara, the man that daik mid Rav Zvid, kasha brisa. The man that was daik from Rav Zvid. That yayin stam, no lemikvah, the buyer has to take the 10%. He has to eat that 10%. What's he going to do with the reisha? The reisha is very mashmanata. So the Gemara chsuri mechsav achitani. Where you have to read the first brice is with a chsuri mechsav. But medvar mamurim, when is it true that yayin stam, you have to take yayin shekula yafa? Damalei lemikvah, halayamalei lemikvah, but if he didn't say lemikvah, mekabel. I mean, you have to make a chesuri mechzus only when he said lemikvah. Umartiv zeh shel yayin v'loy omalei lemikvah noisle yayin anepi chanos. Uman dedaik mi braisa, the man dama that was medaik from the braisa kasha derav zvid. Kasha is from Reb Zvid. What was the Kasha? The second Bryce is talking about where he said the mikvah. And it's mashma. Only there the halach is. If he didn't say the mikvah, he has to be makabel. So the Gemara says, no. Even if he didn't say the mikvah, he's not makabel. Why did he say the mikvah? The Kasha is as the akimta that the Gemara made of the mikvah was only regarding the Zeh part of the Brisa, very big Kiddush. The Brisa was talking about where he sold Martav Shliyayin Stam, Martav Shliyayin Zeh. We had a Kasha Zeh Azeh. The first Brisa said, when you sell Martav Shliyayin Zeh, what's the halacha? You have to take it as is. The second Brisa said, when you sell a Martav Shliyayin Zeh, what's the halacha? That it has to be Kula Yafa minus 10 barrels. To answer that stira, we said that the first price is talking about where you didn't say lamikvah. The second price is talking about where you did say lamikvah. The assumption was the whole price. Side the yayin stam chelik inside the yayin zech. The Gemara says, no, we only had a stira in the yayin zech. Being that we only had a stira in the yayin zech, it's only in the yayin zech where we have no choice but to make the akimta. But as it relates to the yayin stam, we never made that akimta. So maybe the second price is lav dafka talking about where he said lamikvah. Even if he didn't say lamikvah, the halacha is always going to be the same. Either way, again, it's not a shver gemara, but you really have to halt cup in order to go through it. Bottom line is that the last gemara we learned talks about yayin, which is going to be the topic of the daf over the next couple of days. So there's a few light dafin that are coming our way. But just before we conclude, I wanted to speak out something that a yid in Cleveland sent me. It was negeya last week's parsha. So last week's parsha, the pasuk says, "Va'yidaber Hashem el Aharon lema." This is right after the misa of Nadav Avil. Yayin v'shechar al teisht. It's very important that the Kayana, before they go into the Beis HaMikdash, should do the Avoida. Yayin v'sheicher al teish. It cannot be inebriated. DUI, Avoida under the influence, that's chayv misa v'loy samusu, chukas oylam v'doyre seichem. So he sent me an email. Shem Rab Naftali Mirafshitza, seich etzadik v'kudish levrucha. That there are certain times that there's a mitzvah for a person to drink wine. And he gave a few examples. By a chasana, Brotan Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezra Simon Beis, that by a chasana, supposed to drink wine. A Chanukah Sabayis, the Magen Avraham says it in Simon, Tovkuf Samaches, that by a Chanukah Sabayis, it's a minik toiv to drink wine. A Suda Soida for a Chilash and a Serapa, it's Brotan Shulchan Aruch and Erechayim, Simon Reish Yotes. A Bris Milo, Yeridea Simon Reish Samachay. Kiddush v'Avdol, that's self-explanatory. Sudas Purim, Chayv v'Nishlam Sumi b'Purim, we all know that. And Asiyah Mesechta, Yerideh Asim, and Reish Mem Vav. So there are certain places in Halacha where it's brought down that there's a mitzvah to drink wine. That it's all merumas in this pasuk. The pasuk starts off and says, Yayin v'sheicher al teish. It's not good to drink too much wine. Wine can bring to a bad things. Kalaroya saita b'kukula, yazas minayayin, nichnas yayin yotze saita. We spoke about that on Sunday. So drinking too much wine is not good. Stating that, there are exceptions. What are the exceptions? The first exception is what the pasuk says, ata uvanecha itach. That's a remez to a marriage. Ata uvanecha itach, you get married, you have children. The second is the next words of the pasuk. B'vayachem aloy omayit. That's a remez to Chanukah Sabayis. V'loy samusu. That's a remez to a chayv shenes rapa. He didn't die. He was saved. Chukas oylam l'doy roi seichem. That's brismila. Brismila is known as chukas oylam. Stach l'doy roi seichem. The pasuk continues and says, U'lahavdo b'na kodesh u'b'na chayl. That's kiddush and avdala. Kodesh and chayl. U'b'na tamei u'b'na hatar. That's purim. Chayv v'nish l'psumi v'puria. Adela yada. Ben Arur Hamal Baruch Martchai Ula Hayrois Es Bnei Yisrael Es Kol Achukim. That's a remez to a Siyah Mesechta. When a person learns, he finishes a Mesechta. Yizoychel La Hayrois Es Bnei Yisrael Es Kol Achukim. So the pasuk starts Yayim V'Sheicher Al Teish. But Atu V'Necha Itach. Literally, word after word is a remez for all these other times where there's actually a mitzvah for a person to drink wine.
The following raid bite is being added to the daf as in Yana Dioma.
So we had in the daf, the Gemara was told some stories related to an apotropos. One of the stories the Gemara told was a story about Ramea. The Gemara said that there was an apotropos that lived in the neighborhood of Ramea, Davakamaz bin Arasov Azovin Avdi. He was doing business deals on behalf of his Yosayman, and what he was doing is he was selling property and taking the money, and he was buying slaves. Leishavkir Ameir, Ameir didn't allow him to do it, based on the brisa that the Gemara mentioned, that it's not a fair transaction. Avodim depreciate, they're of higher risk
as an asset class goes, than land. And as a result, he didn't like this transaction. The Gemara says that as Rameya was protesting, he had a dream. Rameya did. Achvalei b'chalmei. And in his dream, he saw the following words. Ani laharois fa'at livnois. He says, don't you realize, of course what the Apotropos is doing is wrong, but we're manipulating him. We want these Yisoyim and Rachman al-Tzlan to have to deal with this Makkah. We're trying to make this happen. Why are you working against me? But afilu hachi lo yashkach. But Rameya didn't pay attention to the dream. Omar, he said, divrei chaloimus loy mailin v'loy mayrid. The Gemara then told another story. Another story related to Rameya. A story that we know, because again, it's come up so many times in the raid. Hanu betrei, there were two people, the Igrubu who satan. The Satan had got the benefit of them. Household. The whole Bishimshi have a commitment about the Adadi. Every Bain Ashmash Zarev Shabbos, a fight would break out. Iklu Rameya Lahasan. So Rameya left his neighborhood now. He goes there. Akfinu Talsa Bishimshi. He remained at three Bain Ashmashes, Erev Shabbos Kaidish, Ad Abdul Shlomo, until he was able to make Shalom between the two. Shaman, then Rameya heard a voice that said, Vai da Afka Rameya Lahu Gavrami Bese. The Rameya had such a koyach, he was able to get the Satan. He was able to get the Satan to go away. But Derech Agav, we once mentioned that maybe this has a little bit of a sheiches, maybe another neufach, Ein Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush, although we mentioned it once. But Ein Beis Medrash B'Lei Chiddush on Elokad de Meir Aneini. And that is, you see, Rameir had a koyach. Vai da'afke Rameir lahu gavra mibese. He had a koyach to get rid of the Satan. You know, the Satan is the Malach HaMavis, same person the Gemara says. Vai da'afke Rameir lahu gavra mibese. Rameir hotazah koyach. So Elokad de Meir Aneini, Rameir, get the Malach HaMavis away. Get rid of him. But Al Kaparim, that's not our Indian now. So we have over here these two stories that the Gemara told about Rameir. And I think every person that learns the Gemara, Daf Yomi, it's what Pasha Pshah in the second story. Why do we matter? Because I told you a story about Rameir, so I'll tell you another story. I mean, I would have told the story of Al Kaparim Aneini. It's a Morgishmaka story. What's Pasha Pshah? What's the smichus? What's the smichus between these two Maisim? He said a davar nifla. He said al rishon. He said, what's the pshat that the satan was mekatrig and he came dafke bein hashmashes erev Shabbos? It sounds like that's when the satan used to come. Why did he come then? So he says pasha why he came then. He says the reason that he came then is because we know that Shabbos is the makor habracha. Shabbos is the makor habracha. Kol shita yoimin am nizbarich from Shabbos. And bracha could only have a kiyan if there's shalom. When matzah kadosh baruch kli machzik bracha ela hashalom. So he says that as Shabbos is coming into the world, bracha is about to come into the world. So the satan who doesn't want the yidden to be gebench, what does he do? He's mekatrig on shalom. And he says that's why there's a meridik a kitrig in the world, and there's nesyonis of machloikis and shalom daika at that moment, because this is the whole hashpav bruch in the entire world. Kol shita yoyim comes from Shabbos is about to descend. So if the yidden have a kli machzik, then they're going to be zoicha to the bruch. If not, not what's the kli machzik at shalom? So Rechsam Soifer says that's pasha. That's the reason that it happened like that. And he says that's the inyan of loisavar reish b'chol moish v'yseichem v'yem haShabbos, which we've spoken of many times in the name of the Shlach Kodesh. The Eish of Kas, B'yem HaShabbos Daika. But he says that's the oimik of why you have to be more careful, more sensitive to Kas when it comes to Shabbos, is because Shabbos is Dachta Makar Bracha, and if you don't have the Kli Machzik, you're not going to have the Bracha. Zoktach Sam Soifer, but as it relates to being Mechaber, these two Mamorim, he says, this is the Vart, you have to L'shoyne Yazov, because this is the Yisoyit. He says, B'sheyodua, D'nehi D'enu Min Haroi, Livnois Harusav Shol Boyer Yoylam Yisparach Shemai. K'da'ach Filo Rameir Bechal. Rameir was trying to prevent the apotropos from messing up the assignment. And he had a dream. And in the dream he was told, Ani laharois, va'ato livnois, we're trying to destroy. So why are you going ahead and why are you working against us? The Chassam Sofer says, that's a real yesoid. Not a litzonis. That's a real yesoid. Rameir said, divrei chaloimus lo mayil v'lo meridin. He said, I'm not in a spa, because it happened in a dream. But the emes is, it's real. If you know in Shemayim they want something to be a certain way, you're not allowed to intervene. And this is the Chassam Sofer, the Tzaddik, and the Gadol Adar that people went to for brachas. He understood this is a real hanhaga. You can't just intervene. It's not so poshut. If there's a feeling that there's a gzeir from Shemayim of ani laharois, then you have no right to go and be an ato livnois. You can't work against what's going on in Shemayim. Abba says the Chassam Sofer, Hainu, this is true, but dafke bin yoni oylam hazeh. That's if you want to just manipulate Vastutzach. That's not something you can do. Avul levatel agzera. But if a tzaddik wants to be mevatel agzera, al yedei achzoras ha'anoshim b'tshuva, to get people to do tshuva, v'harbeis tefilois u'bakoshais, or to get the person to daven, or for himself to daven, zel miderech ha'tzaddikim. That's fakert, that's derech ha'tzaddikim. Shabbori yisbarach shemoy goyz agzera, v'tzaddik mevatlo. That's a fakert. That's what you're supposed to do. V'derech tshuva zu. Who is the one who taught us this mahalach? There was a gefarlich gzeira. The Eibusha said, "Ani laharos." And what Moshe Rabbeinu do? Yorad v'hichse b'tshuva v'olav v'espalel v'omad b'peretz u'baneu ki yimei kedem. And he went ahead and he went punk faket. Says the Chassam Sofer v'ulai. Hayul v'hayezeb yimei elul ki yodua. Being that when did Moshe Rabbeinu get the Gemara Kapara for the Chet Ego? It happened during the 40 days of Rachem, which started with Shchodesh El, and it ended on Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur is Vayim Hashem Salach to Kitvarecho. That's when they got it. Shehem Yemei Rotzoim, Umei Oz Hukfu L'Doyrus Oilom L'Yemei Slicho. Ayin Torah Rechaim Simit Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, says the Chassam Sofer. That's when it became Desman. Well, Chem Merum is Elul. That's why there's a Remez in Elul, Rosh HaTevis, Ani Laharois Va'atol Livnois. Elul, you could. El, you have a right to tell the Eibishter, I understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to take me down. I got it. I understand, but El is a zman of anila haris v'ato livnois. I know you want to destroy, but it's El. It's the zman of rachamim. It's the zman of tefillah. Dir Hashem b'imotzei kerubi yisakarev. It's a zman of tshuva. And it's meislicha. And fakert. Now you have a right to go just the opposite. Ikur binyone ha'arus. Says the Chassam Sofer, the ikur way for a person to build something that's broken is they asir sholem. Shayidei kein nikru tamidei chachomim amarbim sholem boinoyich ki yiduim mamori chazah. Unbelievable. Tamidei chachomim, right? They bring sholem into the world. Al tikri boinoyich elo boinoyich. Vahashta os yishaper. Shezeach chaloim loihura klal. Shehira lasais bezuzi diyasma hanal. Ramei had a dream. And in the dream, he saw the following. What he saw was that ani laharois, I'm coming to destroy v'atol livnois, and you're coming to build. And Rameyu was mevatol the dream. He said, "Divrei chaloyim es loymaya v'loy meridin." He said, "We don't operate this way. This is not something that we're going to do." But he says that dream that Rameyu had ultimately played itself out in the olam ha'maisa. Behepech biser bisruhu. What the Gemara is telling us was what the dream was really saying. Because the dream wasn't telling Rameyer to mess up for these Yisrael and Chalila. How could you do that? You think Rameyer had that dream? What was the dream? The Gemara leaves us hanging here. So the Gemara tells us the next story. I'll tell you the rest of the story. What Rameyer was being told in this Cholim was that there's an idea of Ani Laharois Va'ato Livnois when you're supposed to be by the Nabaloshim Bitmiyo. Ani Laharois Va'ato Livnois. Forget Ani Laharois Va'ato Livnois. So Rameyer said, one second, I had a dream that I have to be boina. What does it mean to be boina? Echtaf machin sholom. So that's why in the next story, the Gemara tells us a story that there were two people that were fighting, and Rameyer went there, and Rameyer brought sholom. To be mekayim this inyan of Talmidei Chachamim marbim sholom ba'olam shenemar, v'chol banayach levudei Hashem, atikur banayach elo boinayach. And that's the smichas between the two things. Rameyer has this dream, and it sounds like the dream is telling him, b'loshim bitmiyo, ani laharos v'ato livnois. And Rameyer says, I'm not going to change myself. Divrei chaloyim es loymaya v'loy meridin. But the Gemara is telling us the rest of the story. That's the connection between the two. Not punked another mice about Rameyer. But the rest of the story is that this dream did have a kiyum. And you know what it was telling Rameyer? It was telling Rameyer, and it was taka neskaya. It was neskaya because Rameyer goes, and Rameyer was taka, able to bring shalom, dvarim neflo, and adlamoy.